And now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, the very first episode of the Slack is Talk podcast, and the special New Year's edition of the Slack is Talk podcast. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and let's get it in. This is my first podcast episode, and I just gotta say, man, this is epic, man. I put a lot of time, a lot of hard work and effort into making this happen, man, and the day is finally here, man. For my first episode, I wanted to do something special. You know what I'm saying? My first time out, I wanted to make it real special. So it took me a lot of time to like brainstorm on what I wanted to talk about, you know, first time out the gate. And I decided, instead of like doing something special, let's take the word special out of it. Instead of doing something special, I wanted to do something important. I wanted to talk about something that was important. I wanted to be about something that resonates with everybody. Something that everybody has been going through. Something that everybody has been affected by. And my topic for the day is, let's get rid of the year of 2020. And let's say hello to 2021. Let's get rid of 2020 and say hello to 2021. The reason why I want to get rid of the year 2020 so bad is, as everybody know, COVID-19 came in and it put an impact on everybody's lives. It came in and out the gate, it spread like wildfire, man, and it just changed everybody's lives as we know it. I mean, this thing has had a negative impact on everybody. Everybody has been affected by this. For me, I'm not a person that watches the news. I don't keep up with current events like I should. So I find out things through people talking about it, you know, from somebody else hearing about it. And I know that's something that has to change. I know I have to, me as an adult, I have to be up on these things so I can school and educate the youngsters that's coming up in the game. But for me, I don't watch the news at all. So, you know, I find out everything through word of mouth. And when I first heard about this, I was naive about it. You know, I blew it off. I said, oh, you know, it's a thing now, but it'll go right away, just like everything else did. You know, everything will be all right. But me and a lot of people, we was in for a surprise this time. You know, this wasn't, excuse me, I'm saying wasn't like this is over with. This is still going on right now. This is not one of those things that was just a flash in the pan. You know, this it's been a year. It's going on a year, and we still haven't had an answer to this day. A lot of people have lost their lives. Some has lost family members, close friends, co-workers, etc. Others, you know, you may not have been affected, you know, yourself or lost anybody, but some people got laid off from their job, or some people have lost their job altogether. If you was fortunate enough, you know, to still be able to work and not lose anybody, it may have affected you in a minor way, you know. Some of us don't cook and go out to eat every day. So, you know, you can't go to your favorite restaurants anymore. Your kids are not going to school. they at home. So if you have someone, you know, under the age of 4 or 5, now you have to get a babysitter or you have to stay home with them yourself. You know, like I said, mentioned before, if you lost your job, you know, you might have some struggles, you know, paying the mortgage or you're making the car payments and stuff like that. People that's into sports, you know, the games have been canceled. You know, we playing without crowds now and everything. So this COVID has came in and it has completely changed the world, and it still is. For me, I had a family member that caught the COVID, and I had the unfortunate task of trying to take care of this person. And I'm not gonna lie to you, it was scary at first. It definitely was. You know, normally you catch a cold or something like that, you know, I can say to myself, okay, you know, I had a cold before, so I know exactly how to treat it and, you know, what to do, or, you know, what doctors or a hospital, if any, you know, to go to or things of that nature. You know, it's kind of a simple process. Somebody gets sick, you either take care of them or, you know, you go get them the help that they need. But this was a lot different. You know, obviously no one ever had COVID before. So you don't know how to treat it. You don't know what to give them. You don't know where to take them to. So, you know, there's that element of it, of not knowing what it is and how it feels and, you know, how to treat it. They still don't have a cure for it right now to this day. So that's still ongoing. You know, there's still no answer for it. But not knowing how to treat it, what to give them. And then if that's not scary enough, you know, like I mentioned earlier, just a little set, couple of seconds ago, normally you take them to the doctor or a hospital. But in this case, you know, a lot of the doctors were getting COVID. A lot of the hospitals were shutting down because the high number of people that came down with COVID. You know, they didn't have people, they didn't have places to put all these people. You know, there was the element of, you know, there were doctors that didn't want to get sick because they never treated, you know, something like this before. There was just a lot of things and elements that played into this. There's a case of, you know, you're taking care of this person that has COVID, but, you know, now because you were around this person, now you have to go get tested. You know, now you're on the ropes because you don't know if you have it or not. You know, I obviously did never take a COVID test before. You know, it came up negative. I didn't have it, you know, to the grace of God. But it wasn't a funny feeling of having something shoved up your nose, you know. You know what I'm saying? I never did that before. That's not a good feeling. I hope I never have to again, you know. So you have to take the test because you might be affected by it. And it's a chain reaction that never stops, because now that you have to take the test and there's a possibility that you might have it, you know, everybody that's around you, they have to go get tested, because if you have it, it's a good possibility that they have it. So it's a scary thing. It's a scary thing. You know, you don't know what to do. You don't know how to get help. And it's just a bunch of people that's, you know, coming down with it. You know, this thing has like over 100 different elements to it. Here on the Slackers Talk podcast, when we come back from the commercial break, I want to talk more about what I went through, what I've heard other people go through. And also later on the show, I want to talk about the positive that we could take from this moving forward. Stay tuned.
It's going down with the Vision Live Network, the number one network in the game. The Vision is live.
Welcome back to the Slackers Talk podcast, where we're talking about the impact of COVID-19, and we also saying bye to the year 2020, and we're bringing in the year 2021. Now, before I went on a break, I told you I wanted to explain like the many different ways of how COVID affected people, and especially how it affected me, even though, you know, I never actually had it myself. One of the things that like took a toll on me last year, I lost 2 family members, and you know, it always hurts. It wasn't due to COVID, you know, these were other issues going on, so it wasn't COVID. But you know, anytime like there's a death in the family, or you know, to someone you know, it's always like a blow. You know, you always feel the impact of losing somebody. But what hurt the most, I wasn't able to attend the funeral. And you know, I'm not the only one that has ever went through that. You know, due to COVID, there's only a certain amount of people that can attend funerals, or if, you know, if they're able to have one at all. And that takes a toll on a family when they're not able to actually, you know, see someone go home. You know, that's different. You know, that's like unheard of, you know. You able to have a funeral for the person and have all the arrangements and stuff like that, but you still can't do it. You know, that was different, and that bothered a lot of people, you know, and there's still restrictions of, you know, how many people could be at one place at a time, and due to the increase in numbers, and there's even like something new that came out recently. I can't think of the name of it, but there are still places that's being shut down now, even still a year in. So you would think that this situation has gotten better, but it hasn't. How about the idea of not being able to see someone for about 2 weeks? You know, because they have to quarantine. You know, it could be a business partner or somebody that you're in business with. And, you know, y'all can't be around each other now. And that might have, depending on what kind of business that you operate, that could have a huge impact on your business because y'all not able to be around each other for a certain amount of time. Another thing, let's talk about the school system. You know, let's say that, you know, you're still able to work, but you have kids that were going to daycare. You know, now they can't go to daycare. You might not have someone else that's available to be able to watch them. So now you might have to take off from work. You know, that might mess up your money or your schedule. Or if you have kids old enough, if you have kids that's old enough in the school system, now they can't physically be in the schoolhouse, so they have to learn from home. So now the schools had to come up with a completely new system of being able to go to school online. And, you know, being that, you know how the internet is the internet. Sometimes it might go down, sometimes it might be reliable. It's kind of shaky, depending on, you know, what system you are and what area. You know, anytime you're starting something new, it could be shaky at first until they get a grip on it and you go from there. But it takes time to, like, usher in something new. It might not be a success right out the gate. A lot of kids need that, you know, one-on-one time. A lot of kids need that. They need the ability to be able to see the person while they teaching, if that makes sense. A lot of kids are just not set up to where you can give them work and they'll go ahead and figure it out. You know, they need that process of physically being there to actually, you know, get a grip and get an idea of what's going on. So, you know, that affected a lot of people. And what's big to me is how, you know, kids been going to school all their lives. There are kids that's been waiting for the day they graduate high school or college. You know, they've been waiting years and years and years for this day, you know, being able to go to the prom. And that experience, that day and that experience was just taken away from them because of the COVID, you know. They tried to, you know, you try to implement like a drive-through setting and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm not a kid myself. You know, I'm an adult. It's not the same. I can imagine that's not the same. You know, I can imagine, you know, you wanted that physical experience of being there with your friends, being there with your girlfriend or whatever. And that was just completely robbed, completely taken away from them. You know, all your family members, they couldn't see you graduate because of the restrictions. You know, that has to hurt. That has to play a role. That has to take a toll on somebody. You know, I could just only imagine. People are being told that their jobs are non-essential. Well, okay, if my job is non-essential, I still got some bills to pay. Can you make those non-essential as well? You know, things like that, that just, you know, that nobody think of while everything is going good, and then all of a sudden it just crashes down on you. To get into some of the lower effects that it has, think of the entertainment of it. You know, how you're used to watching certain shows on TV. Production had to shut down, so you can't watch those shows. Basketball season, NBA is canceled. NFL might be delayed, or baseball is delayed. They're only playing a certain amount of games. All of a sudden, there's no crowds in attendance now. So now, all of a sudden, you know, there's no shows on, or this got canceled and that got canceled. But you have to be home all the time. So there's nothing to do because things at home are being canceled as well. So it's like, it not only affects the outside, but it affects the inside too. You know? Never in my life have I ever seen anything that I can say has affected every phase of life. You know, this is the first time that I've ever seen anything that I could probably say in my own words have affected every single person in the world. One way or another, this has affected you. And we're going to take another small break. And when I come back, I want to talk to you about how we could right the ship. I want to talk to you about how we could actually turn this into a positive. I want to talk about some of the positive things that did come out of this and some of the positive things that we could do moving forward to make things even better. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Vision Life Network. You are now tuned in to the Slack is Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Life Network. The Vision Life Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlifenetwork.com, go to the Slack is Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live.
And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Slackest Talk podcast. To close out the show, I wanted to close out on a positive note. And hopefully, this is the beginning of a wonderful relationship between me and you. You'll see that's a recurring theme. I like to end my shows on a positive note. I want to talk to y'all and tell y'all, and more importantly, show y'all how even though 2020 was a bad year due to COVID, I want to tell y'all that everything hasn't been lost. There are some positive things that definitely came out of this. Well, for one, we got a brand new president. I mean, I think that's a good thing. I mean, if y'all have heard some of the things that our former president has said, hopefully you would think that that's a positive thing. Things are still not how they used to be, but some things still have opened back up, like restaurants, malls, and things of that nature. So at least, you know, certain places and stuff like that, you are able to go outside and have some access to some of the things that we have gotten used to over the course of our lives. So it's not completely gone. But the overall message that I wanted to get to on this show, hopefully we learn from this. Hopefully we learn from this. Me, myself, I know I have learned from it. I learned not to take things for granted. I'm making a collective effort to, like, I guess I don't have to watch the news. That's not the only source where I can get my information from. I could look on my phone to stay alert and stay aware of what's going on. Because I realize I have kids that's under me, that look up to me, and I have to be able to teach them. But more importantly, one of the things that I did get from this, when one of my family members came down with COVID and I had to take care of them, one of the blessings in disguise that I had was I had the ability to be able to take some time off because I had to take care of them. And in doing that, it gave me some time to focus on some things that were important to me. Like, for example, getting the Slackest Talk podcast up and running. I was able to do that. And look, here I am today, right here with you. I focused on my entire brand. You know, it gave me some time to take care of my businesses, my brands, my companies, build relationships over the phone with people that I wouldn't have time to deal with if it wasn't for this extra time that I was blessed with. When I had some free time, I taught myself how to do things that I would never imagine doing in business. I learned my craft, I honed my skills, and I just got focused on making myself a better person overall. I became an AAU coach, and I won my first championship. That's something that I'm proud of, and I will definitely be talking to you a lot more about that. But just in general, let's take more time in developing ourselves. Let's better ourselves and put ourselves in position to where our livelihoods are not in other people's hands. And it's definitely not in the hands of the system that we live in. That's my show for today. This is Jason Slack of the Slackest Talk podcast. I hope you enjoyed my first episode. And I'll be back with you again later this week, right here on the Vision Live Network.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.